It's time for Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. For more information about Daniel Pryor and his services, visit BibleBasedCounselor.com. Daniel has offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. And now your host, Daniel Pryor.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Sound Mind broadcast with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. Hi there, Daniel.
Hello, Mark.
Good to see you once again. Hey, this week, kind of a refresher course on how you do counseling. What things do you believe in counseling and things you try and accomplish?
Yeah, I want to remind people, of course, that I am a licensed counselor and master's level. I guess they're calling it now master's level psychologist. It used to be psychologist PhD. And this is a new term. So, yeah, I'd like to let people know a little bit about how I work, who I work with. And I thought I'd start off, Mark, with kind of debunking a number of myths that have gotten some momentum, let's say, out there. Mm. And I come across these from time to time where people come in. Some of them are a couple of these are new to me. So I thought I'd start off with talking about certifications just briefly. And when I start down this road of trying to debunk this, it's almost, I feel like I'm swimming upstream because there's a certain critical mass or momentum that gets behind these terminologies. And it just like becomes the new norm. But for those that are listening, and if this, if you find yourself in a situation, you find yourself, you're hearing these terms, just, I'm going to bring a little bit of balance here for you. Okay. So I'm going to start with certifications, and people should know that generally speaking, certifications do not equal expertise. There are different levels of certification, and there are different uses of certification. One use of certification is the legal system. If they're sending someone, if the court is ordering someone to a kind of counseling, the court will order them to a person that's certified in some way. But again, that doesn't equal expertise. It's just that the person has gone to a seminar or taken a class and been certified for that. In that class, I came across this, people that felt really strongly about this some time back, where I was working with a person with a reported porn addiction, and he hadn't really been viewing porn for quite some time, but it was kind of like a barrier in his marriage, and so we were working through that. And I do an awful lot of that, working with people with pornography addictions and sex addictions and those kinds of things. They're just like any kind of addiction, but they got involved with someone who was a certified sexual counselor. Now,
in that area or that field,
in that field. Mm-hmm. But what people need to understand is someone who has a master's degree or a PhD level in counseling has already studied those things. Mm-hmm. To go back and get certified by a particular body that certifies does not equal expertise. It doesn't mean that people who have the certification have more expertise. Mm. You can take abnormal psychology courses and study those things as part of your master's degree, and you can do a lot of work with sexual addictions or various kinds of addictions and be very expert in it without having the certification. So the certification doesn't mean that there's a whole nother level of competence or
But does
or
it
expertise.
Show that maybe you have done some extra training in that area or some extra education
it
in that
just,
area?
All it really shows is that you went through the classes and they stamped they stamped your thing and gave you a piece of paper with your name on it. Okay. It doesn't – I mean, you could sleep through the classes or you could not understand the classes and you'd still get the certification. So – and it doesn't – unless you see the content of the classes – again, I'm saying there are some levels of certification that so there are certifications for example, there's a certification for people who want to do hypnosis counseling with hypnosis. Mm. Okay, now I understand the basis of counseling with hypnosis, but I don't do any of it, and I haven't taken a class to learn. At my bachelor's level, I sat through a seminar with someone who had sat through a seminar and been certified as, and it seemed like pretty common sense stuff to me, and I never ever pursued it. Mm-hmm. But if someone wanted counseling it with some particular approach, and so there might be a certification for that approach. What the certification would show you is that the person went to a seminar or took some classes pertinent to that approach.
All right.
But some certifications don't, in a lot of areas, certifications don't mean very much at all. So when someone says a certification, that doesn't necessarily equate to expertise.
Okay.
Another one idea is organizations, and I'm thinking particularly because I'm a Bible-based counselor and most of my clients want Christian counseling. You can even sign up, and I know people who have signed up with Psychology Today for advertisement, and will put as a qualifier in there that they do Christian counseling. Or I've heard on the radio some radio programs, and there's an organization that says we have trained Christian counselors. But people need to understand that those organizations aren't training those counselors. Mm. What will typically happen is an organization like that will be doing a series or a series of seminars around the country, and they'll let it be known before they go to an area that if you want to get referrals from their program, you can sign up, mm-hmm. and they'll send you referrals from their program. I did this once with one of the, I think it was Pure Desire or something, one of these programs where I was contacted and they said, do you want us to send you referrals? And that, sure, you can send referrals. So it was basically signing up for this with this organization, and then they would send people, and the deal was that people got to go for free to the first session and something like that. So I discontinued that because it just didn't work out well for me. I didn't get a lot of activity from it, and the activity I did get from it, the people tended to take the free one and then, you know, not just checking it out and not come back, and I didn't want to fill my calendar up with people doing free things. But people need to understand that whether it's like a Christian counselors organization or whatever, they're not vetting those people. So a lot of those are advertisements.
Well, what do you then mean by a biblical counselor? A biblical worldview? Is that what you mean basically by a Christian counselor?
Well, probably what I'm saying about this is there are, just like if you go into any local church assembly, just because everyone in that congregation is not equally is not walking with the Lord in this to the same degree. They're not necessarily reading their Bible just because they're in church. They're not. So when it says there's a Christian counselors organization, that isn't a guarantee that every person that's using that as their advertisement is necessarily. You're going to have to see the counselor and see if it works out, because you can't take for granted that. Mm-hmm. But I will get into my definition of Christian counseling as I move along here.
Okay. All right.
A couple more of these.
What about this? What do you mean by therapist versus counselor?
That was
the difference
a puzzler
there?
For me, too, yeah. Because someone came to me and said, well,
are you a therapist or a counselor?
And so I think that this is one of these new things that's come up in somebody's terminology, and it's begun to gain some momentum. There really isn't a difference between therapist and counselor. You could create a difference just by having particular definitions for these words. But when I went to school, I was training as a mental health therapist or mental health counselor. There wasn't a difference. I think that if people are making a difference. They're probably thinking in terms of, will counselors give you counsel and therapy? Therapists have therapy. But that's really splitting hairs. Counseling is therapy if it's therapeutic. Again, don't get hung up behind these terms. Okay. A person who's a licensed counselor is a therapist, and a person who's a licensed therapist is a counselor. The insurance companies don't have don't see a difference. There's no difference in the licensing. There's no difference in the training. Therapists are counselors. Counselors are therapists. The next one would be Christian counseling versus biblical counseling, and I've seen this kind of kind of cropping up in online, and people are even, it's beginning to have, again, take up some, momentum. So I would think that if counseling is Christian counseling, then it's biblically based, and if it's biblically based, then it's Christian counseling. I think if people are going to split this hair, what they're looking at, well, does the counselor use the Bible? Do they do Bible verses, or are they just Christians? When I say call my counseling Bible based counseling, and that is my worldview is the Bible, and most of my clients are Christians, and scriptures certainly come up because that's the foundation of our beliefs. But it's not pastoral counseling. It's not taking a passage of scripture and using that as the foundation of the counseling. Mm-hmm. So have we done these all organizations? Yeah, I think I duplicated something here.
Well, maybe it's a good time for a break. People are interested, though. They like your approach to counseling, and they'd like to know more. How do they get in touch with you, Daniel?
So my phone number, 425-778-6169, 425-778-6169. All of these shows are at the podcast at my radio or at my website, and I have two of them, BibleBasedCounselor.com. We'll have the podcast of the radio show and contact information. People also email me through the website. The other website that I have with articles that I've written is ChristianCounselorsForum.com. So I'll mention those again at the close of the show.
And you have offices where?
Kirkland and Edmonds.
Mm-hmm. And you also do Skype counseling.
And
still.
Skype counseling as well.
A lot of people still want to be online.
Yep.
Okay, back with more of the Sound Mind broadcast with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor in just a moment.
Hi, this is Daniel Pryor, counselor and life coach. You know, anxiety and depression contribute to every type of psychosis, behavioral problem, and even many health issues. Unchecked, they can ruin your life. But you don't have to let that happen. If you feel that you or someone that you know is struggling with anxiety and depression, call me and let me teach you the tools to build, manage, and maintain a more wholesome lifestyle. Contact me through my website at BibleBasedCounselor.com or call me at 425-778-6169. Hello, this is Daniel Pryor, host of the Sound Mind broadcast show here on KCIS. Right now, I'm doing a lot of Skype counseling, and this is a great way to get counseling in this time. So if that interests you, give me a call at 425-778-6169, 425-778-6169, or contact me through my website, BibleBasedCounselor.com.
Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor, and now your host, Daniel Pryor.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, Daniel Pryor this week discussing some of what he believes about counseling, talking about his practice, what he does in a practice. And you were saying you are a Bible-based counselor. You are a psychologist as opposed to a psychiatrist. A psychiatrist
Correct.
Is more of a doctor,
yeah.
Right?
A psychiatrist is an MD.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So psychologists are more counselors.
Right. The difference being the psychiatrist is an MD whose expertise is all drugs.
Drugs. Yeah. And that's pretty much all they do is dispense.
That's pretty much all they do. Some psychiatrists do a bit of counseling, but basically their expertise is they're doctors, they're MDs, and the psychologist is the PhD. Psychologists can't assign medications or can't, if they're going to do medications, they can be monitored by a psychiatrist. And to clarify, I'm a master's level psychologist, not a doctor's level psychologist. Mm-hmm. So So we talked about some myths in the front part of the show. So populations that I serve pretty much, you know, I used to do a lot of family counseling. I don't do so much anymore. I, from time to time I do, but my main population would be individuals and married couples. When I'm seeing married couples, again, it's my worldview is biblical. So I
you probably don't want to move people toward divorce.
No, no. As a matter of fact,
so many counselors will say, "I think well, what we need to do here is get divorced."
And, well, and the fact is that a lot of people that I talk to, if they were talking to a secular divorce, that would be the direction they'd be going, because some of these issues with married couples take a lot of work and virtually changing personality or altering personality. But I meet a married couple, very quickly can assess what the issues are and where they need to work. It's I know to couples that come in with marital issues, it seems they're overwhelmed with the issue. But a qualified counselor would not be overwhelmed because I see married couples every day, and that's where my mind is constantly is in solving these problems. And married couples that aren't in counseling don't tend to spend that much time assessing their problems. We assess the problems very quickly, can do that easily within the first session. And then it's a matter of counseling and some coaching. You know, counseling becomes coaching at some point. I teach tools of communication, principles of being vulnerable, how to be vulnerable. You know, we spend a lot of time talking with couples about liking one another and how you have to do that. The steps toward liking, toward loving, toward being vulnerable. Personality comes into it. Family of origin, I talk about purpose as well as process because the process follows the purpose. Couples come in for counseling. What they want to do is talk about the process. You know, well, he should change this. She should change that, the process. But processes follow purpose. And so if you don't get the purpose correct, you cannot correct. You'll be unsuccessful correcting the process. So I talk about those both. Tools. I refer to a lot of my work as creating a lens through which people view their relationship or view their life. A lot of it is behavior modification. There are things that people, the way they behave, they actually have to change these things, not just their thinking, but behavioral modification too. Family of origin. Marriages are... when people agree to be married, they're agreeing to a psychological and emotional distance that's modeled for them in their family of origin. So a lot of times we'll talk about the family of origin and add that to the lens. This doesn't solve the problem, but it might explain where part of the problem came from. Mm. Personality, I mentioned, personalities are defense mechanisms. So two people getting married, these are personalities. The conflicts that you have in marriage are personality conflicts, and personalities are, insofar as they're defense mechanisms, they're difficult to change. But we talk about how to change your personality, expand your personality, increase the vulnerability, the empathy, the shared reality, the shared boundaries in the marriage relationship. Identify the process or the problem, and focus on the solution. We identify the problems, we focus on the solutions. Mm-hmm. Another group is the individuals of various ages. I talk to younger people. Again, I don't do as much family counseling as I used to. I can do it. But typically the people that come through the door are either for marriage counseling or individuals. And with the individuals, again, I talk about creating a lens, giving them information, talking about the purpose. Individuals want to find meaning in their life. We have to talk about the purpose of life. And again, Bible-based counselor That purpose is the ultimate purpose. We talk about, eventually we talk about, you know, you can have purposes like, I'd like to be a better golfer, I'd like to be able to run a marathon, but you need an ultimate purpose in life. Otherwise, your life becomes fragmented. So we talk about the relevance of faith. Those things come up, not in every session, not with every person, but they're certainly part of the package. Talk about a person's life history, the past, regrets, grieving, future goals. If you don't have a future goal, you have no alternative but to live in the past. So we talk about, again, what does your future look like? And once more, referring back to that ultimate purpose.
Do you deal a lot with people who are struggling with addiction?
Oh, yes.
What percentage of people who come, particularly as individuals, come in who probably have an addiction?
Well, I think of every habit, habitual thinking and habitual behaviors as dealing with addictions. When I talk to a person who has who is plagued with temptations, or even people can be addicted to hallucinations. People can be addicted. I mean, OCD is a form of addiction. It's a habitual thought process or thought pattern that needs to be broken, just like any kind of addiction. So yeah, I've dealt with people that have gambling, alcohol, sex, pornography addictions. You know, if I'm talking with someone who has an alcohol addiction or a drug addiction, I like them to be in some kind of accountability program. Awfully expensive to be accountable to your counselor, but I like them to be in some kind of an accountability program. Groups aren't for everyone, but I think that some kind of group accountability
seems to help addictions.
I think it does, and then the counseling is the kind of the nitty gritty, getting down to the And so I talk to people about how to change barriers in their life. Procrastinators deal with barriers all the time, and so we have to talk about that a lot. A lot of times when people are stuck in life, they're procrastinators. And another thing that is almost ubiquitous in all counseling, whether it's marriage or individual counseling, is the emotions that need to be talked about. Anxiety, depression. I do an awful lot of work with anger, and addiction is a form of anger.
You kind of started out as an anger management counselor, right?
The anger was a thing when I was in my graduate program. And actually, to be honest, I really struggled with anger in my life and early in my marriage. And I really started to understand it when I, in my graduate program, when I was designing an anger management program for teens and parents. And started the pieces, put the pieces together, and so I've developed a seminar. Haven't done much with that seminar during COVID, but Faces of Anger, and so I teach people that you have to recognize anger when it doesn't look like anger. Anger looks like many different things. Anger can look like anxiety, depression. Again, addictions are forms of anger. All of this based in fear and shame, which. And actually, my approach to mental health is simple in this way, that I look at fear and shame as the basis of all of our mental and emotional disturbances and a lot of our behavioral disturbances. Mm-hmm. So talk to people about fear and shame and the pursuit of value, control, and power or resources, which is right at the root of all of our behaviors and choices and emotions and opinions. Teach people that the way forward is relating and creating. Those are God's divine institutions. He relates, he creates. We talk about vision, do a lot of cognitive behavioral modification and back to coaching. I talk about Bible-based, and again, just to cap that again, the idea of the Bible-based is I always see that ultimate point of reference, the ultimate purpose. Where are you in the body of Christ? You know, Christ being the center, understanding prayer, understanding the body of Christ. Those aren't things that we talk about with every client, but in my mind, when I'm talking to a person about their struggles in life, I always have my mind or my eye on how do those things play into your life. So let me mention my websites one more time as we wrap up here. I've got the Bible-Based Counselor website where you find, boy, about 8 years of radio shows as podcasts there, BibleBasedCounselor.com. Also, people can contact me through that website, BibleBasedCounselor.com. The other website where I have articles is ChristianCounselorsForum.com. No apostrophe or anything, just ChristianCounselorsForum.com. And articles that I've been writing there for, boy.
Even longer.
It's like, but yeah, I mean, I think the first one I posted there was 2000. So on various topics. And so again.
And people can call you?
And they can call me at 425-778-6169. 425-778-6169. Offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. What else?
I think that pretty much covers it. Okay. How do you counsel? We found out more about Daniel Pryor's approach to counseling. If that's intriguing, be sure and contact him. Always great stuff. The Sound Mind broadcast with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor here on KCIS.
You've been listening to Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. For more information about Daniel Pryor and his services, visit BibleBasedCounselor.com. Daniel has offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. To make an appointment, call 425-778-6169. Be sure to tune in each Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. for Sound Mind with Daniel Pryor.